Welcome to season three of Goals Do Come True. We're going to be delving into the work optional lifestyle financial plan. Essentially, there are people out there in the world where work is optional for them. So we're going to delve into the tips and tricks on how these inspiring guests achieve that. So stay tuned for season three of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett, the goals guy. I look forward to helping you make work optional. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett, the goals guy. Today on our show, we've got the pleasure of welcoming a remarkable guest, Natasha Britton. She's not just a speaker, but a multi-award-winning voice in the world of business strategy and transformation. As an author, she shared her insights in harnessing the law of attraction to manifest success. And I know that's a bit woo-woo for some people, but hey, it works. She loves systems and strategies to help business owners to pay themselves a decent wage. Now, isn't that an important thing? We need to pay ourselves a decent wage. Otherwise, what's the point? But that's not all. Natasha is also a dedicated mother of three and a loving owner of a French bulldog. Now, anybody that likes dogs is good in my world. And if my dogs like you, you're good in my world. But she seamlessly blends family life with professional excellence. She's here to share her proven strategies that help businesses thrive while ensuring personal well-being. So we're going to dive in and learn how to work less and earn more from none other than Natasha Britton. Now, did we miss anything?
No, that was good. Very good. Thanks, Doug, for having me on the show.
Well, no. We're in the third season of Goals Do Come True, and I'm dedicating this season to sort of helping people get to a work optional lifestyle position. And that's where, you know, you've worked through, you've created a business that maybe you've sold, but as entrepreneurs, it's like this is in our blood and we carry on doing things, just work because we love what we do, as opposed to it being a chore. Yeah. So, you know, I thought, right, well, let's have somebody in that's, you know, good on strategy so that we can help accelerate people towards that work optional dream. And you know, we've met a couple of times at Expert Empires and no doubt other conferences, and I've always been impressed by you. So, you know, I thought, well, I've got to have you on board. Oh, so I'm going to pick your brains and pull some stuff out. But first off, what are your big, hairy, audacious goals at the moment?
Ooh, big, hairy, audacious goals. I've always had big, hairy, audacious goals. And that is basically what keeps me motivated. So I live in a lovely area, and the next road down is where all the multi-million pound houses are. I walk my dog down there and I'm always dreaming of them. I'm looking at them, visualizing what it'd be like, you know, to open that door and walk in. So that is one of my big audacious goals. You know, I would love to be a multi-millionaire, to live in a multi-million pound house, to really enjoy the fruits of my labor.
Okay, well, you're fairly young, so you've got a good, you know, time ahead of you to be able to do that. And I'm excited for you. But, you know, it's interesting that you're physically walking past. So you're getting that feed, that daily feed of what it is that you're going for. And I always say to people, you know, write down your goals daily, because it keeps reminding your subconscious what it is that you're aiming for. And here we have a different version of it, but still much the same thing. You're visualizing where it is that you want to live. And I love that. So I love that.
I've always had things like that in my life where I felt like I can see it. It may feel really unattainable at the moment, but I can see it. And I try and put myself in that picture on a daily basis. So that's what really keeps me motivated.
Okay. So you're into manifestation and the law of attraction. I'm a believer in that as well, you know, and that, you know, sowing the ideas into your subconscious so it sees the information that's out there all of the time is how, the in my mind, the law of attraction works. But is there anything extra that you do to help manifest things?
Yeah, like you, Doug, I love the whole manifesting woo-woo stuff out there. But I also absolutely love the practical side of things, planning, getting really strategic around what it is that you want to manifest, because we have to take action. You can't just sit there and meditate on it. You have to take action. And it's breaking down the goals in a really simple to understand, easy way, breaking it down into bite-sized pieces rather than this big thing that, oh my God, how am I going to do that? I love to chunk it down and to make it really attainable and realistic and just taking small little steps towards that goal every single day. That is what really excites me. And that's what I love doing for other people as well.
So you help your clients do that, your business owners, as well as sort of helping them set up the processes and stuff to be able to pay themselves. Now, I've seen you a little bit on social media, and you know your target for people is 50K.
Now, yeah, minimum.
As a minimum. Yeah, it's always, you know, I earn 50K or more. You always add the or more or better on the goal. I got that from Nikki Marshall, actually. Yeah. You know, just add that little bit on, because the ideal car that you're after, that you're striving for, they might just bring out a new model, you know.
That's even better.
So why not go for that little bit extra? But I like the fact, and we both did the sort of the going with the law of attraction. There is this thing that comes ahead of it, and it is called work.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to find out, because, you know, in your introduction, you were talking about making it easy. I mean, my book, Think Simple, Win Big, it's I like things to be simple. So aside from breaking your big goals down into bite-sized chunks, and we know that that's the only way to eat an elephant one chunk at a time, what other things do you help your clients do to, you know, move that sort of thing? You know, is it in every single area of their business? And if that is the case, what is the one thing that you start on in the first instance?
Yeah, I truly believe that you cannot have a business up here if your personal development is down here. It's not going to align. You might get some luck here, but then it's always going to come back down to your level. So mindset is definitely a big thing that we work on first. You have to believe that you can achieve that goal. You have to believe it. And if you don't believe it, don't tell anyone until you believe it, because you'll get people coming back at you. You'll get said, are you sure about that? You know, why don't you just aim down here? And I would always say, aim big, aim as big as you can. Bigger is better, but you have to start to try and believe it yourself before you start telling other people. If you don't believe it, don't tell anyone, because they'll just knock you off track.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, it's these other people, it's, you know, it's with the best intention. They don't want you to be hurt and they don't want you to be disappointed. But again, sometimes look at their lives, and if their lives aren't the lives that you want to be living,
yeah,
don't take advice from them.
Exactly. Exactly that. And it's all about surrounding yourself with people that are where you want to be, that will encourage you, that will guide you, that will give you the step-by-step process. Because with everything in business, there is a step-by-step process. You know, we have to try and remove that emotion as well from business, because it is straightforward when you get really strategic and you start planning to reach that goal. So, yeah, I find that getting really clear on the mindset, surrounding yourself with people that are going to elevate you, not bring you down. And then we start the strategic planning. We start to look at the business. Okay, where are things going wrong? What leaks do we need to patch up? You know, how can we really double down on what it is that you're doing to grow your business? Maybe we need to do different things that you haven't tried before. But every business is different, although there is a step-by-step process that I use, you know, a methodology that I use that gets results for my clients.
Okay, I did notice that you have provided us with something which we'll make sure is in the show notes. I'm just going to come up with it. It is your cheat sheet.
Yeah.
What's that all about? Because obviously we need to entice people into downloading the cheat sheet and we'll make sure that the link's there.
Brilliant. So one of the ways that I use to get new clients within my business and other people's businesses is Google My Business. Like, Google is the biggest search engine on the planet. And if you're not on Google, you're not doing something right. We need to get you on Google. Being on Google gives you that trust factor. If you're showing up in the top of the results, it shows that you're the expert in what you do. And naturally, you're going to get more clients. You're going to get more people on, more eyes on your business. And Google is one of the ways that I help business owners to do that. And the cheat sheet is all about 5 top tips that you should be doing with your Google business listing that for free, you know, you don't have to pay for ads. You don't have to do anything like that. If you follow these 5 top tips, you will start to be known as the expert in your area, get more visible, and also start to attract new clients.
I like that. My competition of Doug Bennett is this Canadian singer who's died. And his band was called Doug and the Slugs. And that's my competition on Google. When I type in Doug Bennett, you know, it's Doug and the Slugs comes up. And it's like, shit, how many years have I got to wait for him to have died before he falls off the first page? But I'm going to have a look at that cheat sheet myself and see if there's anything I'm missing.
We need to do that. It's always evolving with Google. They're always adding new features. And a lot of people don't realize the features that you can actually use on Google My Business to get clients without paying for ads. Because a lot of people tend to think, oh, if I just go in for it and pay for ads, I'm all about setting up the organic side of things first.
Yeah.
So that you can work out what's actually working. Then once you know that, then you can chuck some more money behind it.
Well, that's the thing. It is considerably better to try and do your A-B testing, which is trying one headline versus another headline. If you can do that for free and then, you know, tweak your offering or your advert or your email or whatever to be the one that works and then use that one that works in your paid advertising, then that obviously accelerates your results. Percentage.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Oh, I like that. So what else can you share with us that, you know, the world needs to know?
Yeah, I truly believe that having a big vision for yourself all the time, even once you've hit it, once you've, you know, got there, you need another vision. And that's why I call myself the Positive Vision Consultant, because I am all about the vision. Like, we need more vision in the world, for sure. And if you can set that vision and start to encourage other people, it's like a ripple effect, you know? People see that you're getting the results. They will naturally think, how did she do that? What is it? How can I do that too?
Yeah.
So I'm always about, you know, really setting that big goal, setting that vision for yourself and utilizing the law of attraction, utilizing the action, the strategic goal planning, setting, you know, all of that, having a strategy for your business. Once it's the basics, Doug, you know, people think that they need this big, big shiny object or this next new thing, but we need to get back to the basic.
Yeah.
That's it, really.
Yeah. That is the important thing, is to, you know, come back to the basics. And there's a lot of wisdom that gets lost in the, spend $7 here, spend $47 here, and And you mentioned it earlier. It's like, well, where is the bucket already leaking in your business? And, you know, it's no point pouring more stuff in on top if it's just falling through. And I'm guilty of it, and we all are. I mean, you know, we're entrepreneurs. You know, we're part of our nature is like shiny new things.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this piece of software, and it's like it's only £7 a month, but you know, multiply that by 10, and you know, you've nearly got, you know, £100 going out on stuff that you're never ever going to use.
Yeah.
Just because there isn't time to use all these things. So I do like the idea of going back to the basics, and you know, making it as simple as possible, and definitely going organic to start with, just so that you're not spending a bucket load of cash testing.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know about you, Doug, but when I'm searching for something on Google, I don't click on the paid ads at the top. I go to the organic ones that show up in the listing first. If I don't get what I want there, then I'll probably click on the ad. But it's almost like they've cheated a little bit. You know, they're at the top because to be there.
And the psychological aspect of it is paid ad. You think, it's got to be costing me something. Yourself. You know, when you click there, it's like, oh, what's it costing me? I mean, psychologically, that is it. But obviously, the recipient of the click is paying for it.
But then...
They've got to build that into their cost structure.
Yeah.
So you've got to be paying for it somehow. I mean, but it's just that thing. I'm with you. Even if the two are next door to each other, you know, and it just happens that the paid ad is there, I still always go to
the organic one.
I don't know why that is.
Because they're there for a reason. Why are they at the top of Google? It's because they're doing something right. You know, they're getting reviews, you know, they're obviously been there a while, they've established themselves as an expert, and that's why you go to the one at the top. So if your business could be that listing there, and you can do that organically, like why isn't everybody doing it, you know?
So maybe there's only a certain number of experts in the world.
Yes. And you've got to differentiate yourself from your competition, and that's another whole subject. How we can go off on that as well.
Well, I'm going to go, yeah, because it just clicked on me. I said, so how do you differentiate? Yeah, I mean, because again, you all have clients, and that whilst you can help a wide range of people, we do tend to have a bit of a niche, that we go for. So, how, if you're working in a niche, how can you, you know, differentiate yourself? Because obviously we're part of expert empires and you know, various other little things. And there's a lot of people in there that do a similar sort of thing.
Yeah.
So how do we
differentiate ourselves? That's a really big question that a lot of people get stuck on. But I find by being who you are, sharing what it is you're into, 9 times out of 10, we are our ideal clients ourselves. So if we can just drill down on what it is that who we are, what we do, how we do things, the more you can share that story, the more you can share your brand, like your own brand, personal brand, the more people are going to buy into you. And I think that's how I really had most of my success, because I shared the story of where I came from. I come from a council estate in North London. You know, my family were really poor. We grew up on benefits. We were the poorest people on our estate. So my sort of vision for the future, if you'd have looked at me, you probably wouldn't have thought that I'd got where I am today. And that's why I'm so big about having the vision, no matter what environment you're in, it's all about having that strong vision. So I share a lot of that, my story. I was a teenage mum as well. I had a baby at 17. So the odds were stacked against me, and my family were really like, oh my God, you can kiss goodbye to your career. You're probably hopefully going to end up on benefits in council housing, because that's what where I came from. So people kind of wrote me off, but they didn't know that I had this big vision to own my own salon one day. This was my big vision, you know. And at 38 weeks pregnant on maternity leave, I was 17 years old, back in 1999, I sat in this little tiny bedsit where we had to share the bathroom and the kitchen. And I started writing out my business plan for my salon. I did not know how I was going to do it. I didn't have the money, didn't really know how to start a business back then. But I set out on a mission to learn everything I could to get there. And it was a step-by-step process. And I had kids in between as well, but I finally got to do it and I realized my dream. So I share that story a lot with my audience and they connect with it. Maybe they didn't come from a council estate, but maybe they can see the struggle and the process that I went through. And I think that's what draws people to me, because I share that story. And sometimes it is hard to share that story. Mm. There's some tough stuff that we go through. But I think the more human you can be with your audience, the more they're going to connect with you.
I like that.
I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode to tell you more about the Work Optional Lifestyle Financial Plan that I arrange for my clients in DB Wealth Planning and Preservation. From the title, you can see that it is all about making work optional. There are essentially three types of people: people that don't have enough money, people that have enough money but don't know that they've got enough money, and people that have got too much money. It's that middle group that I'm directing this at. People that have enough money but don't know that they've got enough money. This is where I can make the biggest difference to people's lives. Because if you know when you have enough money to live the rest of your life without fear of it ever running out, it brings a calmness to your situation. So if you'd like to find out if you've got enough money, then go over to my website, www.dbwpp.co.uk. And click on the link about lifestyle financial planning. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast. Is that, do you know, I've got some shit I could share.
Yeah. And I think the more you do that, the more you will connect with people, for sure. Like when you used to talk about, Doug, the entrepreneurs that are failing, but nobody really knows behind closed doors, you know, what's going on. On the outside, people think that, oh my God, they're doing well. But really, they're like struggling. They're like trying to keep up with everything.
Well, I wanted to help as many of those as I could. However, because it's a secret, they don't put their hands up.
No, you can't get the testimonials.
You know, as well. And it's like, oh, the intention was there.
Yeah.
You know, I've got secretly struggling entrepreneur. But it's like, right, well, who's going to turn up at a webinar with 20 other secretly struggling entrepreneurs and go, hey. And then maybe we look around the room and, you know, they're friends of yours. And you think, well, I didn't know you were struggling.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, so it was like, oh.
The intention's good. But even talking about that, Doug, I've talked about that, having this salon that's on the outside, you know, it's doing really well. You think that they're, you know, smashing it, celebrating anniversaries. And I remember the first anniversary that I celebrated in my salon, I was smiling, I was celebrating, but really behind that, I was blaming everybody. I was like really struggling because I was running out of money. I didn't know how to attract clients. And that's where this Google business thing came around, because I was like, I need people to know where I am. I can't keep just showing up, opening the doors, thinking that people are going to come in, you know, or get this shiny new machine that, you know, promises the world. Because in our industry, machines are big things, you know, like having treatments and stuff like that. And they're not cheap. and you get sucked into the salesperson that says, get this 20 grand machine. It's going to give you, you know, £1,000 a week revenue. But if you're not good at marketing, if you can't get eyes on your product, how is that going to happen? You know? So yeah, I was that struggling entrepreneur that I could resonate with that as well.
Yeah. And there are a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
You know, and that is the thing. And it is, I think, going back to the basics. And I love the, you know, the leaky business. Yeah. Let's like plug some holes in first. So that's cool stuff. And hearing a bit of your backstory as well, that's quite cool. Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, maybe I ought to do a solo episode.
Yes.
Of my podcast.
Your story. Yeah.
And you know, just put that in there. I mean,
because people will look at you, Doug, and they'll go, well, it's all right for him because he's in that position. You know, he's doing well. But they might not know your story and where you came from or what you've had to go through to get there. And I think the more we can share that, the more we can normalize it, because entrepreneurship is a roller coaster. Like, we're up and down all the time.
And yeah, we've got that iceberg thing, haven't we?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
They see the success, and right below it is like the sleepless nights, overdraft.
Yeah, and that's what social media is all about. It's, you know, people are just showing their highlights of their journey. But I think the more people can share the struggles that we're going through to really be human, you know, yes, it is emotional. We'll try and remove as much emotion as possible, but it is an emotional journey, and we need to share that with people to say it is normal. Don't give up, because a lot of people do give up, you know?
Yeah. And it is easy. Unfortunately, it is easy to give up. And, you know, I was thinking about the podcast. It's like I'm 3 years in, right? And I'm still funding it all myself. And, you know, there's got to be a way to monetize it. And, you know, I'm just warning you people, if you're listening, right? I've got to find a way to monetize this. But I'm going on a course, so, you know, we're going to find out a little bit more about that over the coming weeks, actually. But, yeah, I'm with you. And I think it's important, because there are some lessons that I've learned even just over the last 2 or 3 years that people need to have. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I don't know if you've seen that picture of the guy digging for gold, and he's right there. You can see it from the outside. You're looking in, you can see he's right there, but he turns back and he goes the other way because he thinks, I've done all this work and nothing's happening. And that's a bit like entrepreneurship, isn't it? It's like, you just have to keep going, because you will get that hockey effect, you know, that hockey stick effect, where it's like, oh, slug sucks them. And then the success comes.
Yeah, I do sense and feel that I'm just on the cusp.
Yeah.
You know, it's like somebody's going to, you know, hear the podcast, and they're going to put it out, and it's going to be moguled at, and it's just like, can there be a zillion followers all of a sudden, you know, because he's an incredible guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
You see him at Expert Empire.
Yeah, we saw him. Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I'm looking for. And to get into it, to be a guest, I'm going to manifest that out.
Do that. Put it on a vision board, Doug. Do you do vision boards?
I don't. You don't. I should.
I should. Right. You write it down already, so just stick it on a vision board. I don't know if you're a visual person, but I feel like I am, so I like to see it there.
No, you're right, because on my iPad, I used to have the picture of the Harley Davidson that I wanted as the screensaver.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the advert for the bike that I bought, it was like virtually identical, except a slightly different tinge of color.
Wow.
You know, and I've got the two pictures, and it's like, and this is another thing. All of the stuff that we used to do that was successful, and then we stopped doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I find that with a lot of people that come into my academy, they get the step-by-step process. It starts to work for them. Then they get shiny object syndrome over here. They stop doing what they need to be doing. These are like the key components. We call them the high value activities that you need to do to move your business forward. It might be boring because it's the same thing over and over again. But once you've got those core activities, stay focused on them. Don't let them go. Like, I have a little checklist that I give out, and I was like, just tick your core activities. These are the things that are going to move your business forward. Don't stop doing them. So we need to build that momentum to get things running and, you know, to get the results, basically.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the perfect thing in that regard. So I'm going to ask for a Natasha Britton golden nugget. So this is something everybody in the world that's listening needs to know. If you can link it to goals and goal setting, and if it can be something that we haven't touched on already, that would be too cool. But, you know, if it's not goal setting, but, you know, it's going to help people move towards a work optional lifestyle, then go for it. And you can have as long as you want to think about it.
Yeah, I think I'm really money focused. I am. I'm probably from my background. So I'm highly focused on targets, setting goals, you know, all of that stuff. But I find that a lot of people don't set themselves a target of how much they want to pay themselves. They might be looking at the business revenue. They'll be looking at things like, I want to turn over this, you know, turnover is, you know, vanity, profit is sanity. And I'm all about getting the profit so you can pay yourself a decent wage. So if you're currently not setting yourself some key performance indicators, you know, KPIs, just even a target to pay yourself a wage, please do that. Like, don't just leave it to, oh, I'll just take whatever's left at the end of it. You know, I don't know if you've read the book Profit First, but that's a book about paying yourself first. It's an amazing philosophy that I think everybody should, you know, incorporate in their lives. But it's about setting yourself not only a revenue target for your business, but a target for yourself. Because if you're not looking after yourself, it's like the analogy on the plane, you know, if the mask drops down, you need to put it on yourself before you can help other people. So I find that in this journey that I've been going on, so many people that have got amazing businesses, but they've got themselves into really tricky financial situations personally, that it's hindering them. You know, they're not really truly showing up as the best version of themselves because they've got all this shit going on in the background.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, get clear on what you need to pay yourself. Like, have yourself a minimum that you need to pay yourself to make sure that you're, you know, breaking even in your personal life, but also have that stretch target where you can pay yourself. You can go on the nice holidays. You can give your kids a lovely experience. You know, you can buy your dog a Gucci collar. I don't know what, but whatever it is for you, whatever it is important for you, you have to help yourself first before you can start to help your clients and other people. So that is my golden nugget for you.
Perfect. It was a perfect one. And it's something even I forget from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, I've got all my team around me and I make sure that they're paid. And then it's like, right, okay, well, now what about me?
Yeah.
And the things that I want to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've got a pretty relaxed day today, so I'm going to, you know, have some me time.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a listen to something, you know, calming and relaxing and energizing. But I think also I'm going to have a look at what I want for me and then reverse engineer what the business needs to do to achieve that. Now, I've done this for 40 years, so I'm not going to need your help. But what's the best way for people to get hold of you that maybe need this help?
Yeah. I would just add me on socials, you know, add me on Facebook. I'm most active on Facebook. That's like my main platform. I'm on Instagram as well. But if you are looking for help, just reach out, DM me. I will send you a little form that you can fill out. And then we'll go from there. I don't take on people that I don't feel like I can help. You know, if I can help you, then great. If I can't, then maybe I'll direct you somewhere else. But yeah, that's the best way to contact me.
So find you on Facebook.
Yeah, right. Nat Britton.
Nat Britton. There you go. That's easy enough, isn't it? Nat Britton.
Or just type in my name.
NatBritton.
Thank you.
Right. Nat Britton. Reach out. Become a friend. Now, look, the gig is, if you're going to download a cheat sheet, you're going to be added to a mailing list, right? You're going to get additional information. It gives you the opportunity to find out about the person that's, you know, you've got that piece of information in the first instance. If you gel with them, then, and you will only find that by following a few emails and seeing what freebies come your way, and maybe, you know, there'll be a webinar or something that you can join, and there may be a modest investment for that sort of thing for you to get some additional information. When you find somebody that you gel with, reach out and invest in yourself. It's never, ever, ever a cost, right? We're taught to go to university, invest in ourselves to the tune of 50K, you know. Wow. You know, that's how much it costs.
Yeah.
That's how much they come away with at the end, 50K's worth of debt. Well, if you're in a business and you maybe got a little bit of reserves and you come across somebody that you gel with, and that's why, you know, I'm on a lot of mailing lists. And there's someone that is like, no, I don't feel that. And then you just unsubscribe. But if you're going, oh, I feel that person, you know, then maybe have a little, you know, delve into it. But you need help. Everybody needs help. And we need additional education going on into the future. And we have to invest in it. It's not a cost. Very often you can put it through your business. So the tax man pays a chunk of it for you. And what's not to love about that? All right. So that's why I always make sure that we have the, you know, the guest details in the show notes so that you can, you know, if you get a feel, that's my kind of person, because that's who you need to be dealing with. My kind of person, your kind of person, because I don't want shitbags in my life. Natasha doesn't want shitbags in her life. She just wants people that she gels with.
Yeah.
And that think that, you know, all my team go, how come all of your clients are lovely? It was like, well, because I don't let shitbags into my life.
Love it.
You know, because life's too short, isn't it?
It's so true.
Yeah. So anyway, Nat Britton on Facebook. Go and find her, you know, become a friend. Her link, as I say, to her website with the cheat sheet will be in there to get yourself more improved on Google. Natasha. Nat, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure. And it's great to, you know, because we've sat three or four seats away from each other at these conferences. And, you know, it's a little acknowledgement. And I've seen you before and all the rest of it. But it was a pleasure to find out a little bit about your background. And there's definitely some stuff in this episode that's going to help people. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for joining me in the third series of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. I hope you're enjoying this series so far. The most important thing that you can do for me to help spread the word about goals and goal setting is to like the episode, share the podcast with your friends, and write us a review. If you're able to do any one of those things, or even all three, I would be greatly appreciative. Also, why not send me a little note to tell me how you're getting on? Just email me doug@dougbennett.co.uk just to let me know how you're getting on,
how much you're enjoying the podcasts, and if there are any other subjects that you would be interested in me delving into the future. So don't forget, subscribe, review, and share with your friends. Just remember, goals do come true.